The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Now, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome everyone. Real Estate 911 here. I am Brad Officer, your host. Joined today by a special guest in the studio. We got Trey Flournoy from Heekin Law.
Heekin Law, happy to be here.
Yep. Hey, thanks, man. Thanks. So you're a repeat guest. We appreciate you coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thanks for it. We're going to be talking with Trey a little bit as the show gets going on some of the insurance related items. There's some pretty interesting things in this, post Irma type of situation that's happening out there. And, you know, it's kind of good to hear some of this, just how almost chaotic some of this is, because you think it's going smoothly, but it's not. It just doesn't sound like, when I'm looking at your stats and some of the things you brought for us today, it's has me scratching my head a little bit, thinking, how in the world? This is going to take forever to unwind and unravel. We also have today, of course, esteemed show host, Mr. Sean Solari.
Hello again.
Also, licensed realtor at REMAX, specialist here in Jacksonville, Florida. So Sean and I, as everyone knows out there, we're part of the Officer Real Estate Group of REMAX Specialist. We handle buying and selling homes, or helping people buy and sell homes. We buy and sell some, too, mostly the Jacksonville area.
Sure.
We get outside quite a bit. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, from here to St. John's up to Amelia Island. And proud to say I've been as far as... goodness, no.
You're pushing limits on where you drive, man. You go out an hour almost, I feel like. You went out a little further than that one time.
Yeah, been over to Glen St. Mary's.
There you go.
Yep. I've had a property down there. Had a property down in Satsuma. So
Satsuma.
Yeah.
Most people don't know where that is.
I don't.
See? Trey, I know. I mean,
I'll be quite honest. With that customer, I didn't before we got there. So, I mean, but...
our main criteria, if you're listening, is like basically we just don't... as long as you're, not a jerk.
Right.
That's been our criteria for the longest time. Is like, oh, do you guys only work with this little certain area or these types of home buyers or sellers? No. As long as you're just not a jerk, we're probably going to be a good fit.
Yeah.
As long as you like us.
There you go.
So if you're thinking about buying or selling a house, reach out to us. You can go to officergroup.com. You can also look us up on Facebook, which is Officer Real Estate Group. You just go up there in the top in that little search bar. Just type in Officer Real Estate. You'll find us there. And then, of course, if you want to text me during the show, it's become quite the habit. You can text me, and you can also, if you text me and you're a realtor, it'd be great if you would say, I'm a realtor, and ask a question.
Yeah.
Or if you want our 45 top tips for selling, we were giving that away last week. If you want that, you can text me. It's 904-234-5196. And you know what? If you're a realtor, I don't care. I'll give it to you. Just text me and say, hey, I'm a realtor. Can you send me your thing, your intellectual property that I can share with my friends and family?
as long as you cite your source. That's all you
That's right. I don't even care. In this business, if somebody needs to take ours and use it as a template to create their own, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Are you okay with that? It's yours too.
I'm good.
You're not so happy about it.
Nah, I think it's fine. If you want to use it as a template, that's fine.
Not just flat out like taking our name off of it and putting theirs
right,
on it.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. That's a little bit.
We'll see much. It eventually. But that's fine. I'll give it to you. I don't care. 904-234-5196. It's our 45 top tips for selling. I can text you. What's funny? I said that last week, and you can't actually text everybody a PDF, as I found out.
It's like one big lump.
It's too big. Text. It's like a meg.
Yeah.
Because I have an email version of it, which is fine for emailing, but texting, iPhone to iPhone will work. And some Android users, if they have the settings the right way, will work. But it almost became like I had to email half of them out because it was just a pain in the rear.
So if you want...
I'll email it to you.
Text your email address.
Text your email address, yeah. 904-234-5196, and I'll give you the 45 top tips for selling. So look, as we do every show, we start off with the just some of the more recent statistics that are happening in our local real estate market. I think it's important to keep up with this kind of stuff, and... stats, people just yawn. Let me go get a Coke, sit down and relax, right? So it's, but we keep up with this stuff. It's hard not to. It's part of our business.
Right.
And, one of the beauties is if you hire us, we're going to have all the information at our fingertips for sure. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about, like, does this guy know what the heck he's talking about? Because that's, I feel like what we do all the time is we study this stuff
right.
more than,
well, a lot of times, a lot of these things actually drive business, right? And they drive the way we attack business. They drive the way that we structure offers. I mean, it drives a big portion of our business when we're working with buyers or sellers. So it's always nice to have your thumb on the pulse. And a lot of times we can kind of, you know, from digging into these numbers that most people will glaze over with, we can, you know, drum up some trends that we see happening before they actually happen.
Yep.
Or before people are talking about it as a more of a mainstream topic.
Yeah, it gives us full insight mm-hmm. into what's really happening, especially if we're representing a buyer or a seller. When we're working with them on the right path to take,
mm-hmm.
we can take some of these trends and some of the things we're seeing and put that in place based on how they're sure. positioning their house or how they're making offers.
Yep.
Because
I've won several times just by knowing the numbers, the percentage to list in the area, how, you know, homes that are going for over list price, you know, all that kind of stuff plays into when we sit down and we compete, because that's what you do on the buying side today. I don't care, you know, what house you're looking at, 9 times out of 10, you're going to compete. We were talking about this the other day in the office. It was like, even homes we've seen on the market for 2 or 3 weeks, ironically, it feels sometimes that, you know, our customer is interested in the house. We go to drop an offer, and then all of a sudden, we're even being on the market 2 or 3 weeks, where you would think maybe it's starting to get a little stale and how fast our market's moving right now. No, even then we're getting the notification back. Well, another buyer's also interested. We got multiple offers.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just
it's paid off. Knowing the trends. And some of the trends, I will say, because I'm going to give you some national data here that I have. So Jacksonville, Florida has kind of followed some of the larger markets on a national level for the last few years. Like back in the boom years of the construction, I can remember visiting other marketplaces and you know, not seeing the construction that we had here. Back then we were leading, you know, Florida, Arizona, California, many places in Texas, we were really leading the charge of the building. And then when everything fell off the cliff, it was like we actually took such a huge dive that it's taken longer to come back out. Other markets who didn't have that huge run-up
mm-hmm.
have recovered, moved on, and are now leading out of the pack. And then we're following those, right? Mm-hmm. So on a national level, it's been kind of I kind of watch this. I mean, all real estate is local, but it's interesting to see on a national level. Lawrence Young, this is the he's our chief economist over at the National Association of Realtors. He just released his home index report for fall, showing that pending home sales sank in August. Now, this is what he says: for the fifth time in 6 months, pending home sales sank. Fifth time in 6 months. Yeah. And what I'm pointing to is that it's not always rosy, and it's not all rosy out there.
Right.
That's a sliding number of homes that are going to contract, and some of that he's basically pointing out is slower activity hit. Definitely in areas that are hit hard by Harvey and Irma, which we're going to be talking about Irma later in the show with Trey, will likely pull the existing home sales down below the pace we had in 2016.
Yeah.
Now, that locally, I think we're going to follow some of that. Like, we're on pace to do 2016, but now that Irma's happened, it may change some things.
Yeah. And you know, looking at our recent 6 month pending sales, we've been pretty flat. Like, it's fluctuated maybe 20 homes here, 30 homes there, but you know, since April, we've been at or just above 27 homes every month going into the pending status. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, this is what he says
out there. It hasn't directly affected us yet here, but you make a very good point with, you know, recent storms and, you know, coming out of summer months, you know, natural slowdown to a little bit degree that naturally happens anyway.
This is what he says for August, right? He says August was another month of declining contract activity because of the 1-2 punch, which was limited listings and home prices rising far above incomes.
Which I would say we've been talking about this.
Like, absolutely. Prices can only go so far up because at some point you have to have somebody with an income to buy it. And if incomes aren't going up to match the same level of appreciation, you just can't keep going.
Very true.
In home prices. Yeah. I mean, it's just, unless a whole bunch of people are moving to town that have higher incomes all of a sudden.
Unless Powerball goes crazy down here.
Hey, we'll be right back.
Larkin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heakin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heakin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. That's Cody on the DJ in there. Good job, Cody. You're doing your job.
Man, a few words.
All right. So, look, we're just talking about how Jacksonville, you know, we're a local market, but we're following some of the trends on a national level. And, you know, on a national level, one of the things they're pointing to is that, you know, we've just been, we kind of got that 1-2 punch, which is this just extremely low inventory overall. And we have the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jacksonville's exactly the same thing. That being said, Sean, it's, you know, we pull this, what do we say, every month or so?
At least, yeah.
And we're looking at how many homes are on the market compared to how many homes are on the market for over 4 months, right? 4 months, mm-hmm. over 120 days. You're on the market over 120 days. I mean, you know, and the one thing I didn't do is I didn't go into each one of these and figure out what are they doing to change the way that they're selling the home, mm-hmm. the way they're marketing the home. Because there's 2,042 of them. I couldn't possibly get to everybody.
That would take a little bit of time.
I don't know if I could even get through 42 without just...
yeah, blah.
Blah, yeah. All right, so...
I like the way people glaze over a statistic sometimes.
Right. We're trying to make, you know, use of the statistics, though. Yeah. Like,
no, I mean, hey, so been on the market 4 months. Something's wrong.
Something is wrong.
And
I don't care what the price is.
Been made at least 30 days ago. Yep.
Now, I know at a luxury price point, mm-hmm. houses take longer to sell. I've been a part of that as well. It is what it is. But it still annoys me that even on the luxury market, million plus, whatever you want to call the luxury market, is it takes longer. To me, there's a market for every house, and it's already out there. You just, I think that we agents, I think we like to have that crutch of, well, it's a luxury house, so it should take longer to find the proper buyer.
Right.
No, I don't think that. I think there's a market for it immediately. But 2,042 homes out of 7,200 homes that are on the market. So 2,040, that's a 28% of all the listings have been on the market for over 4 months. And that number's gone up. We've been watching it over the last couple of, you know, months. We said, you know, it's probably every month we pull this. We might pull it every six weeks or so. But, you know, it's been kind of more in the 20% range. And here we are at 28 and change percent of all listings on the market for that long. Now, is this a combination of, you know, lack of buyer demand, income's not growing, going up, you know, no money, student debt, you know, I mean, I'm going to throw Irma in there because that's just, but the other four I gave you, no, because there's plenty of demand.
Yeah.
The people that are buying, many of our customers, especially if they're millennial customers, they are buying with student loans.
Right.
Nothing's changed there.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been working and saving money. If not, they're borrowing money for down payment. Nothing's changed there.
Right.
I don't remember what the fourth one was.
Oh, what did you say?
Yeah, who knows? It was probably good. Either way, though, none of that's changed. The demand hasn't changed there.
Yeah.
But why is there 28% of all listings in our marketplace not under contract after 4 months? I think it's the sellers. Some of them have – I'm going to blame the realtor first. Like, the realtor should be taking massive action to get that house into where the market is currently functioning. And I've seen a lot of times, you know, with people that have houses for sale, they don't sell, then they go back, you know, then it's like – somehow they find us, get in touch with us, and a lot of times we go and meet with them and say, well, we didn't, our realtor never gave us any, you know, advice on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just kind of, you know, once we saw them and signed everything, then that was it. You know, we just never really heard much else, and they never really told us anything. So that probably is some of it.
Right.
Some of it may be that the sellers have built in a little, gotten a little ahead of the market.
Yeah, I think we've seen that a lot.
Priced.
That's probably a big portion of that pie is pricing ahead of the market. I mean, they've been beat over the head with lack of inventory, no competition. So
they're trying to take advantage of it.
Who wouldn't? Right?
Right.
Yeah, you can't blame it. But at the end of the day, statistics don't lie. You know, missing the mark ends up hurting you in the long run.
You're going to get less.
Right. And the fact that, you know, we've had, you know, access to internet and for information for, you know, 20 years now, it just continues that buyers are more educated now than ever before, and they'll continue to be even more educated for months and years to come, that to find that one buyer who, you know, is willing to pay well over fair market value for the home, it's
just not going to happen.
It's not a plan, that's for sure.
It's really not a plan. Yeah. It's poor. But right. Anyway, so if you've been one of these 28% of people out there and you're listening and you're thinking, man, I got to get my house sold, hey, call us.
Sure.
You can text me. It's 904-234-5196. That's my direct sale. It's 904-234-5196. Hit me up. I'd be more than happy to look at the home, look at the marketing, and figure out if we can do it differently and get the job done, frankly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's already off the market and you're ready.
Yeah.
You're ready to actually make it happen. All right. So next thing I want to get to real quick, Scott Goldstein, Land Trust Mortgage. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We like working with Scott because he's easy for us to get in touch with. He makes a huge difference when we're in a competitive situation with buying or selling even. He's a loan officer. If you haven't refinanced yet, or if you are considering buying, just talk to Scott.
Yeah.
Get a competitive bid. And it could be worth thousands and thousands to you for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So what are the current rates today from Scott?
So today, both FHA and VA are at 3.5%. And the 30-year fixed conventional is at 3.875.
That's interesting. So the conventional is kind of staying put. The FHA VA has gone up just a hair.
Yeah.
Some of that is from Yellen's, Janet Yellen's, what she, yesterday, you know, they met and it was at the Fed. She said, we may have underestimated the inflation rate. And then when you read what she said afterwards, it just didn't all come together. It was like, it sounds to me like it's a confused Fed.
Yeah.
And so this morning, apparently, there's people that are moving.
They want to raise them.
Yeah.
There's just not enough factors
and
for them to be able to justify moving them.
Exactly.
Right now. Yeah.
All right. So let's get to Trey. So, Trey, you've been here before. We've talked to you before. And it's like the last time we had you on, we talked just all about, you know, property rights and homeowners. We actually talked about trees falling.
Yeah. It was sometime after Matthew.
Yeah.
And so it was a little bit of hurricane, a little bit too then.
And you're over at Landmark Title over at Heekin Law.
Correct, yeah.
Go to HeekinLaw.com. You can get a hold of Trey there. Now, we wanted to have you on the show, and it was hard. Last week, you were so slammed right now, man, because you're dealing with so much Irma-type related items.
So slammed.
Is that an understatement?
So slammed is an understatement. And it's from anywhere from landlord-tenant people trying to, you got tenants that are trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. You've got people calling in about you know, their claims aren't being adjusted. I mean, I got to, you know, right now, and this statistic is actually was from last week, but as of last week, there was 300,000 residential claims filed and 10,000 commercial.
So that's got to go up this as of the end of this week.
Got to be higher.
And that's for the state of Florida?
Correct. Alone.
300,000 residential claims. And so so people are probably mad because they're like, nobody's calling me back.
Oh, I bet.
Nobody's come out yet. Right. And their houses are kaput.
Exactly. And
they don't know what to do.
Don't know what to do. And, I mean, in the state of Florida, you have approximately, I think it's a little bit less than 1,300 licensed public adjusters in the state of Florida.
Okay. What's a public adjuster do?
Okay, yeah. Well, so a public adjuster is essentially the adjuster for the homeowner. So typically when you report a claim, the insurance company is going to send out their adjuster. So if you want an adjuster on your side to give an opinion from your point of view, per se, that would be a public adjuster.
Okay. So, and there's how many of them total?
Just under 1,300.
With 300,000 claims.
And normally that would be enough, except for the fact you had a hurricane go up through the entire state, and now we have a big lack.
Yeah.
You also have adjusters that have gone over to Texas to help there.
All right.
And you have adjusters that are in other places, you know, even going down to, you know, some places like Puerto Rico that just got hit. So, I mean, they're spread everywhere.
Yeah. So the 1,300 that we are licensed in the state of Florida aren't even necessarily here right now.
Well, the public adjusters for Florida should be, but public, I guess, adjusters, what I'm really talking about is the independent adjusters that are working for most of the insurance companies. Gotcha. They are spread out.
Mm-hmm. They're spread out all over the place right now.
Yeah, and that leads to a whole nother problem.
What's the next problem that happens?
Well, Florida has strict building codes. And so a lot of times you have adjusters coming down from, say, Georgia or Alabama. They don't get hit by hurricanes like we do. So they have less strict codes.
Definitely.
And they'll come down and they'll adjust claims not really knowing what the codes are. And if they don't know what the codes are, then you can't really expect them to adjust your claim, because they're not accounting for all the little things that you got to add in when you're building up this estimate. So that ends up with homeowners getting underpaid for their claims.
So roofers, you know, there's hurricane straps.
Yeah.
There's the where they actually bind the rod down through the, you know, I mean, all kinds of things that we have here. Was it 2001 that we had the huge hurricane change in building code?
2005, but they didn't go into effect until 2007.
Okay. So big changes happened. And then, but a lot of these people in other states, a lot of these adjusters that the insurance companies might be bringing in, they don't have, they may have access to the information, but they don't have the knowledge base to understand.
Correct.
Or the cost of rebuilding.
And I'll share a story, if you don't mind, with no names, but...
protect the innocent.
Exactly. So
or guilty.
You know, I'm friends with a certain public adjuster who was in a meeting down in South Florida, and the meeting was a combination of public adjusters and independent adjusters, and there were a group of out-of-state independent adjusters who were speaking to them, and frankly, they were like, finally, someone who has an idea of what this whole code thing is about. We don't have this.
Cool.
Not like Florida. And so, you know, my friend who's a public adjuster is like, why are you telling me this? You're adjusting claims without even knowing how, on what basis to adjust them. But that's what happens when you have such a lack of adjusters. You have adjusters that are coming out with lack of knowledge, and maybe they don't have authority or authorization to settle claims. It's a mess right now.
Man, that is crazy. So yeah. If you're listening and you have made a claim and no one has come to you yet, what I'm hearing is it's kind of like get in line. But then also the next piece that I'm concerned about is that if you do have your insurance company's adjuster come over and look at your house, you know, who is this guy? Does he work locally for the insurance company? Does he work in Florida for the insurance company? Or is he brought in from another state?
Yeah.
And then past that, I got to think that, I mean, I kind of want somebody on my side.
Yeah. And I got to think, you know, you're going to have to try to outweigh your frustration on the length of time this is taking if you truly want an advocate on your side, because, you know, like Trey said, with only 1,300 in the state of Florida, you know, like you said, you're going to get in line, and then you're just going to have to hold yourself back in order to really get it done right the first time.
Which we'll talk about, like, being, because you're now displaced.
Right.
And now you're going to have expenses in the displacement.
We'll talk
about all that as we come up right here. Hey, if you want to get in touch with Sean or I during the show, you can reach out to me direct. It's 904-234-5196. We'll be right back.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brad Officer here, Sean Solari in the house, Trey Flournoy, and he's at Heacon Law. Second time Trey's been on, talking about what? I said Heacon Law. I didn't say Lemmer. All right,
you pronounced the last name.
Yeah, the last name.
Perfect.
Well, I wrote it down phonetically.
There you go.
Second time Trey's been with us, and it is kind of funny that you were here after Matthew last time. It's like every time there's a storm, man. So next year, just go ahead and put it on your calendar about September-ish.
Heck, way they're out there now, you might be back in 2 weeks.
I know, man. Yes. Let's not even say that.
See you in 30 days.
There's this post-Irma hangover is what I got. And it's like, man, it's killing everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I drive down some areas of my neighborhood, and it just looks like a war zone. I mean, the whole houses are just... I feel like the inside of whole houses are on the street waiting to be picked up.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've torn out all the drywall. It's just... Yeah. It's bad. All the furniture's out. First, they got all the furniture out and all the cardboard boxes. Apparently, a lot of people have cardboard boxes. I got a ton in my garage, but everybody else does too, it looks like. So they're all out on the street. Yeah. And then it's all their furniture and whatever was on the floor, rolled up carpet, whatever.
Yeah.
And then now it's like all that, some of that is gone. Yeah. Hopefully, not picked over.
Well, thank goodness. I mean, they're, making the rounds right now.
Yeah.
So I've seen several trucks out on the road just picking up debris.
Yeah, same where I live.
Yeah,
it's brutal, and we're not even getting to the in our area. We're not even in through the tree debris yet.
Yeah,
that's all. Hopefully soon. There's so much to pick up there.
San Jose today. Man, it's so slow. I mean, they're working as hard as they can, but you got crane comes down. I mean, it's like the old game where you put the quarter in, you try to get the thing with the. With the claw.
And I got to think, in front of two-thirds of houses in Jacksonville, there's stuff.
Oh, I would say probably.
Two-thirds.
I'd say probably way more than that.
I knocked off a third because there's some people just in new neighborhoods. Like, I rolled through my parents' neighborhood. There's hardly any, real big, mature trees. And it didn't look like anything had happened. Yeah. That was the next day. Mm-hmm. And in San Marco, it looked like somebody dropped a tree bomb in there. There was stuff everywhere. All right. Let's see. So, we're just talking to Trey here about... this staggering number of some 300,000 claims have been filed residentially, 10,000 commercially, but 300,000. But that was as of last week.
Right.
So obviously a lot of people are still probably filing claims, trying to figure out what to do, almost in some state of – there's got to be some state of shock if you're in this situation where all of a sudden, oh, my God, what do I do? And then finally filing them. I mean, what's your advice? File now, get it
– File now. I mean – I would definitely be watchful. Chances are you may get an inexperienced adjuster. And I don't want to say all adjusters bad. I'm not saying that at all. But what I would do is go ahead and put your foot in line. Go ahead and file your claim because the last thing you want to do is wait on it. And then you're losing coverage just because you didn't report it. Mm. So I would go ahead and report it and go ahead and let their adjuster adjust the claim and let them give you their estimate for damages. And then if you feel that they haven't paid – or properly recouped you for your damages, get a hold of a public adjuster. And that way, the public adjuster can inspect your property. They can take a look at the estimate, and then they can give you their opinion from there.
So how does it work? All right, so let's just say I make a claim. The insurance company sends out somebody, some type of an adjuster that has some type of license to do it, I guess, or schooling or what have you. They come over to my house. They walk through with me. They identify what needs to be what is storm damage and what needs to be repaired, and they leave me with or they probably send me something through the insurance company, probably, right?
Yeah. You make your claim. They send someone out to inspect the property, and they're not going to give you an estimate on the spot. So what they'll do is they'll have your contact information. They'll leave, and then whenever that adjuster can sit down and make the estimate. And, in accordance with that, whatever they believe your policy coverages are, they'll send you out a letter. They should send you out a letter explaining the coverages, whether they're going to pay the claim in full, if there's a partial denial or whatever it may be. It should be fully explained. And around that time, if it's kind of a cut and dry claim, they should probably go ahead and issue a check.
Now, okay, so they issue you a check, or maybe you just got to sign off on something, then they're going to issue the check. I mean, no matter what, I mean, if it's cut and dry, okay, clearly the house needs a new roof. They are paying for the new roof. Everything's fine there, done. But for some of these other houses, they got full-on flooded. You know, just the whole house is flooded. You know, it came up 3 feet in the house. And they come out and they give you a number of $70,000 based on however they come up with a number. Who knows?
Yeah, I've got a couple of those right now. Because the first thing, in my experience, the first thing the insurance company is going to do is they're going to deny it. And they may give you a partial payment, but it's going to be denied.
That's the knee jerk.
And they're going to say, well, this is all flood. But that's not necessarily true. In Florida, the law is concurrent causation. So, and what that means is, you know, when you have two pearls that happen at the same time, and one's excluded, one's not, and it's not really you can't really distinguish what causes the damage, well, you're going to have coverage. And you may not have coverage for all of it. I mean, the obvious flood damage, you know, you've got a flood line 3 feet in your house, you know, you're not going to get coverage for a lot of it. But maybe you are entitled to a new roof because the flood didn't destroy your roof. The wind and hail from the hurricane did.
Right.
So definitely worth taking a look at, especially if you get a flat denial when there's a flood damage, especially if you're on a beachfront property. I've got a couple where the storm essentially pulled a lot of the sand away and cracked the foundation of the house. The house was a total loss, but the house didn't, the storm surge didn't destroy the roof. And so he still has coverage for that, and he should be, you know, paid for that.
Hmm. So interesting. All right, okay. So they give you the money, or they tell you what they're going to get. At that point, do you get a public adjuster involved if you feel like this is not adequate, or do you get somebody anyways just to check? When do you get the public adjuster?
If I'm the homeowner, speaking from a homeowner's perspective, I would get a public adjuster no matter what.
Okay.
And the reason why is there's a study that came out in 2012, 2013. Citizens put it out. And what the study showed was that claims that were reopened with a public adjuster settled 700% higher than what they did without a public adjuster.
Oof.
Now, Citizens put
not like 20% more.
700%
more.
Yeah. And now Citizens put this study out as a way of saying, hey, public adjusters and attorneys, they're inflating the value of claims. We've been harmed. But from the public adjuster side or the homeowner side, I mean, 700% is huge. If you're Mr. Insurance Company, if your claim adjusting process was so solid, we wouldn't have a 700% gap.
Right.
I mean, so take that for what it may be.
That's crazy.
But if I'm a homeowner, I want a public adjuster at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, we're paying for insurance. We want to make sure that it pays us when the time comes that we have to use it. So, I mean, it just seems like a no-brainer there. Well, so tell me about this. What are, like, as a homeowner is, you know, making a claim and they got adjusters. Because I told you guys in between the break that I just had a phone call. It was a, you know, one of the 1-800 numbers called in. I answered, and it was definitely a call center. And, hey, you know, on your street, and he knew the name of my street,
mm-hmm.
We've got the roof inspectors for Hurricane Irma coming out, and they'll be there, and it was Monday at 2. Would you be better off Monday at 2 or Monday after work at 6? And I think to the lay person, it's like, oh, okay, well, cool. 2:00, I'll meet them there.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
You know, well, we don't know yet. We need to come and inspect. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you there.
Well, when you call them Irma roof inspector,
yeah.
sounds pretty official.
What are some of the pitfalls that the homeowners need to know?
Well, number one, you know, as far as just a random contractor calling you, I would definitely get more information. Florida law says that there's only two people in Florida that can affect the outcome of a claim, and that would be, number one, a public adjuster, and number two, an attorney. So if you have a contractor that's coming out and saying, let me take a look at your policy and tell you if you do or do not have coverage, it's actually a third-degree felony. You're not supposed to do that.
Oof, so, that doesn't sound good.
No, so... if you have a contractor coming out there, it be careful of scams. And even you may have an honest contractor going out there trying to do something good for you. Don't let his good faith overstep what he's capable of doing, and just be aware of something like that. The other thing I would make sure you do is, you know, mitigate your damages. There's going to be some time potentially before an adjuster can come out there and look at your stuff. So if you've got a leaking roof, you know, put a tarp on it. You know what I mean? That way you don't potentially run into the situation where the insurance company says, okay, we'll pay for 60% of the damage, but the other 40%, we're not going to pay for that because you failed to mitigate that. And, you know, that's not a result of the hurricane.
I can see that.
So put a tarp on it, save yourself some money.
So mitigate your damage. I would think that also has to go into if you've moved out, lock up your house.
It's
hard to make a claim that's, you know, Irma took your stove and your refrigerator.
She's just ruthless.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, so we'll be back with Trey here in just a minute. If you want to reach out to Trey, you can go to Heekin Law. You can see him there. It's William Flournoy, which is Trey. We just call him Trey because it makes it easier. But go to HeekinLaw.com. You can reach out to him there. Or you can just reach out to us during the show. We get you connected. It's 904-234-5196. We'll be right back.
Heekin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heekin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heekin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville RE/MAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hey, if you want to reach out during the show or you'd like one of our 45 top tips for selling your home, it's a PDF we put together. We've got it in a print version. We used to mail quite a bit of these out, but now we just kind of email them out or text them. I can send it to you if you just text me, 904-234-5196. It's kind of a full list of just some of the things that we've noticed our buyers want in houses, what they're looking for, some of the more, you know, up-to-date trends. We put this together about a year ago. It's still holding true today. So if you'd like a copy of it, it's 45 Top Tips for Selling Your Home. And it is based on more of our Jacksonville customers. So this isn't just like, you know, oh, everyone in California loves this. It's not that. It's what we're seeing here that we walk in with people and they say, oh, my God, yeah, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the book.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about selling or, hey, maybe you're in one of this situation where you're one of these 300,000 people as of last week that made a residential claim on Irma and you're about to get new floors, new walls, new paint, new bathroom, new kitchen, whatever. And you want to know, okay, I don't want to make a bad decision here and put the same, you know, I want to get the good stuff in. Well, this book will give you a start. It's 45 Top Tips for Selling. It'll give you a start for what the trends are locally. If you can't figure it out on your own, or, you know, we've had Pam Sather on the show, you know, I pick paint color. And she definitely is keeping up pretty tight with what's happening. So we've had her on the show. She's been on, what, three times or four times? She's been a lot.
Three, yeah.
Yep. And we always get good. A lot of people, you know, are always connecting with us, trying to get in touch with her after the show. So reach out. We can get you in touch with her, too. She will charge you. There's nothing free there. It's she will absolutely – it's a consulting fee to help you make good decisions and keep you from making bad decisions. It's really – you pay her to keep you from making bad decisions.
Absolutely.
Which is totally worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because when you call me 2 years from now and want to sell your house, and I walk in, I'm like, who chose all this crap?
Cheaper than painting twice.
That's right. and you, I won't have that conversation. She'll, it'll be like, oh, my God, your house is beautiful. We're going to kill it.
That's right.
So I'd much rather have that conversation. So anyways, you can reach out to me. I'll give you her contact info. It's 904-234-5196. Or if you want the 45 top tips for selling PDF, hit me up, 904-234-5196. Just text in, say that you want it, and I'll send it over to you. If you're a realtor and you're listening and you want it, just tell me I'm a realtor. Or you're a realtor. I know I'm a realtor.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. That was a lot there. All right, so we're just talking about some of the pitfalls, right? We're talking about, okay, first up, report the claim. My gosh, right? Got to report the claim. Get yourself in line. Now, okay, so let's just say the next thing here was they're displaced.
Yeah, potentially if you're displaced, you probably most likely have loss of use in your policy. And pretty much what that entails is I'm in a hotel for, say, a month.
Okay.
You know, anything that any extra cost that you have to expend because your daily life has been uprooted potentially could be a loss of use expenditure. Now, sometimes I'll have clients coming to me and they want to make a claim for a loss of use, but they have no documentation. So as a part of reporting your claim and also fully cooperating with the insurance company in the investigation, make sure you document. And I would also recommend, even if you don't get a public adjuster, most people have smartphones, take pictures, mm-hmm. you know, document it yourself. That could be very beneficial to you at some point.
Now, as far as the public adjuster goes, I mean, this is kind of where you come in, I think, is that so there's only 1,300 to go around in the whole state of Florida. They're licensed true public adjusters. And there's probably only a few getting licensed every couple of weeks, I would think. So what happens if they can't get the public adjuster? They've got the insurance, you know, all happening. They're already in line for that. Would they contact you for this help, or what do you think?
A lot of times when you if you get to a point, probably right now, you're not really going to see a lot of lawsuits being filed over Irma right now. Because right now, you know, you've got 300,000+ claims and only 45,000 adjusted. I mean, right now it's, this time frame is more about adjusting claims. You'll see it advance to a lawsuit if ever down the road.
Yep.
At this point in time, really, if you contact an attorney, it's really going to be more to help affect the outcome of your claim. And the way I think of a public adjuster, another way to say it is they're kind of like your advocate. And as I was saying earlier, there's only two people in Florida that can be your advocate, and that's either an attorney or a public adjuster. So if you can't get in front of a public adjuster, then maybe contact an attorney like me or somebody else to handle these types of claims, because then they can at least they can interpret your policy language. They can get a roofer out there, because you know if you don't get a public adjuster and you want to get a second opinion, you could very well on your own get a roofer to come out there and do your estimate for you, but. Now where do you go from there? You
right.
still need an interpretation of policy language and someone that can help advance your claim from there if you get to that point.
And the beauty is, I think, is if they use you as an attorney to go and try to affect the outcome of the claim, and if that costs money.
For the
homeowner.
For the homeowner, yes.
But if the insurance company agrees to adjusting the claim.
Right, so... Typically, and that's typically why in a normal situation, I would usually recommend just get a public adjuster. That's their job to do that for you. And I really wouldn't usually recommend an attorney at this stage. And that's just being as honest as I can be. But right now, if you can't get a hold of a public adjuster, you know, talk to an attorney. Because a lot of times, you know, you can do a 30-minute consultation with an attorney and they'll take a quick look over your contract just to see what they think. And then you can make your decisions from there. A lot of times, you know, when an attorneys get involved, it's when you get to the point where maybe a breach of contract action needs to be filed. And at that point, you know, Florida law says that, you know, if you recover from an insurance company, your attorney fees and court costs will be paid for by the insurance company. So I don't know if that's what you were...
Yes, not out of the recovery money that they
right.
get.
So the homeowner would get their recovery, and then the claim would be paid 100%, and then the insurance company would be responsible for your fees and costs from that breach of contract action.
Nice. Okay, good deal. All right, so let's move from that into one of my favorite topics is trees.
Everybody's.
Because there's a lot of trees down out there. I just said there was like a tree tree bomb went off. I mean, what is the liability? I mean, it's in your yard. I mean, how does it all work?
Well, it really comes down to, is the tree living or healthy, or is it diseased or dead?
That's a new angle. You know, most of the time when we talk about this topic with insurance agents, we always move to whose property is it sitting on. That's normally the first. So this is the first time I'm hearing about the actual health of the tree.
Vitality of a tree.
Vitality of a tree, yeah.
Well, and the idea of it really is foreseeability. So, you know, if you're a property owner and you have a tree on your property and it's healthy, it's not really foreseeable that it's going to fall tomorrow. I mean, so why should I do anything about it? If it falls, it's an act of nature. It's not my job to fix your house. I'm sorry.
Right.
But if the tree's dead or diseased, now as a property owner with a dead or diseased tree, maybe I need to take the initiative to get this tree taken down because now it's becoming a liability. And so that's really the starting point when you start talking about tree liability.
So as a tree, if a tree falls and it's alive and it's fine and it falls on your house, that's an act of God.
Correct. Yep. It would be considered an act of God, and if it wouldn't be on the property owner wouldn't be responsible for that.
So that'd be an insurance issue.
Correct.
With their own, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and what I would say to that is, even if you're not sure if the tree was dead or alive, because a lot of times sometimes you'll have a property owner with a diseased tree and they don't even know it's diseased because sometimes it's not easy to tell.
Right.
And they may just put their hands up and say, I'm not a tree guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
File a claim anyways with your insurance company, and therefore you at least preserve your rights under your insurance policy if you need it.
Trees are a problem, man.
Sounds like arborists are about to get caught.
I know, right. I mean, we had a tree that was, it was an oak, and it was a, not a water oak, but it was a one of the kind of in the same near family as a water oak,
mm-hmm.
which only have a certain lifespan. But this thing was leaning. Like, I mean, it was the Eiffel Tower. It was crazy. I mean, it's clearly coming down at some point. But the thing is, it was leaning away from my house and away from everybody else's houses.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me it fell towards you.
It fell away from me. In Matthew, after Matthew, it fell away from me. And it's funny, it fell towards the power lines, and it didn't take out power to the whole street. Everybody on the whole street continued power, but it did take out cable. And boy, my neighbors were pissed. I'm like, it could have been so much worse. It took out Comcast, which I had AT&T, so I'm like, that's what y'all get. But it took out Comcast, and it took out, and it blocked the street.
Yeah.
So that made people mad. But before I could even get outside to actually cut it up to where people could get by, some guys from Georgia, you know, came in and were just out cutting trees first thing like sun up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it cut it all out and got rid of it. But
how fortunate.
Yeah, how fortunate. But I rolled it out to the street.
That's right.
After I spent the next month and a half of my time cutting this stupid thing up in about 40 chainsaw. It was really stupid to do it myself. I should have just gotten somebody else to do it, but I had a new chainsaw. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I was looking for something to cut.
Well, you got to play with this new toy.
I know. I'm like, hey, my buddy comes by. He's like, dude, you're going to be able to cut that tree up with that chainsaw. That's I'm like, you watch me. If he would have sat around, it'd been about a month and a half of watching me. All right. So look, we had Trey here today. This was important information, kind of this post-Irma chaos that's happening out there. I mean, it's kind of rolling through a lot of our industry as the real estate industry, of course. And, you know, we're seeing it in the sales because we got issues with, you know, houses that are under contract and now there's damages and blah. I mean, it's just ongoing, right?
Yep.
We have tenant issues. There's definitely landlord-tenant things that are happening out there with, you know, do I have to move back in? My landlord's not responding. That's all Trey-related information. If you have, if you want to get in touch with Trey and talk with him about any of this insurance, you know, if you're in the claim situation right now or you've got questions about the trees that came down this way, that way, whatever, any of this kind of stuff, definitely reach out to him.
Absolutely.
You can go to hekinlaw.com. That's probably the easiest way to get in touch with him. On the website, he's William Florinoy, which is, he goes by Trey.
There you go.
We call him Trey.
Ask for Trey and they'll know who you're asking
for. Ask for Trey, right. You ask for William. There's like three Williams over there. Hey, thanks for coming, man.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for listening to us today. If you'd like to reach out to Sean or I about buying a home or selling a home, you can go to officergroup.com or you can just hit us up on Facebook. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Trey.
Thank you.